We all know there are concerns about chemicals in soil and water. It's one reason people buy organic. And it's why it came as a shock to residents of Westminster, Massachusetts, that what's likely sickening many and contaminating more than 200 properties with deadly chemicals is organic compost. The chemicals are PFAS. They're called forever chemicals because they never go away. They're used to make fire retardants, nonstick cookware, even athletic clothing. The EPA recently issued a new warning saying that any amount in water isn't safe. Even small amounts are linked to cancer, low birth weights, diseases. And in Westminster, officials found levels 50 times more than is considered safe. In a moment, a resident, but let's start with Stacy Rubin from the Massachusetts Conservation Law Foundation. And Stacy, remind us, PFAS, what are they?
So PFAS, or per- and polyfluorinated alkyl substances, are toxic chemicals that have been found in public water supplies, private wells, and groundwater. And as you've mentioned, PFAS has also been found in soil, especially on farms that have applied certain fertilizer.
The source in Westminster, Massachusetts, we understand, the probable cause of the contamination there is an organic composting company. It's one of the largest in the state. Remind us how this might have happened, that PFAS chemicals might have gotten into that compost.
PFAS is everywhere. So there are municipalities throughout the Commonwealth of Massachusetts that are collecting food scraps, which are then ground and mixed with water or other liquid and sent to a wastewater treatment plant. And the byproduct of the wastewater treatment is sewage sludge. And that is sometimes getting sold to composting facilities.
Well, but again, how did the PFAS get in there? We know that the nature of these chemicals is that they resist heat, oil, grease. Your fast food is wrapped in that shiny paper that holds in the grease, and sometimes those papers are getting into compost. How would it get in through wastewater management?
So, for example, somebody is just watering their lawn or their sidewalk, and that gets contaminated or mixed with firefighting foam that was used to put something out or touched some sort of stain-resistant carpet. Or if there is a liner in our takeout food containers that is getting into our food that is then getting mixed and sent to a wastewater treatment plant, unfortunately, yeah. PFAS is just in so many products that then get passed through our wastewater.
Well, the owners of this compost company, Mass Natural, are also devastated by this. Here they are. They think they're doing the right thing, but they were notified in the spring that it is possibly their compost contaminated with PFAS that has made the water on the property 300 times higher in PFAS levels than the state recommends. What can be done here?
It's really a devastating problem. And this is something that individual consumers can certainly take some interest in, but it is a systemic problem that requires new laws. There are more than 9,000 individual PFAS chemicals that are in use today, but fewer than 10 of those 9,000 are regulated and monitored for. And there really isn't a common practice of testing compost for PFAS chemicals. We've already heard at the Conservation Law Foundation from several different composting companies that are interested in independently doing testing for their soil. And there are certainly solutions like ensuring that discarded food scraps are not getting mixed with sewage sludge in order to create that final product that then gets sold to consumers or to farms.
We remember a few years ago, Minnesota settled a lawsuit against the 3M company. The state claimed that they were producing these PFAS products that got into the state's water. 3M had to pay $850 million. But in Westminster, we have a company that thought it was doing the right thing. Organic compost. Mass Natural was not knowingly producing PFAS. So what more can be done to protect residents and businesses?
There are alternatives to packaging. We also need to make sure that there are regulations that mandate testing of water and soils. Yeah. If you want to get your water tested for now to see if you have PFAS levels, you're looking at approximately $350.
Yeah.
And soil testing is going to cost even more.
Would it help if you do buy something from a fast food place or any place that puts that kind of grease preventive paper around it? Just don't put it in your compost.
Exactly. I think a lot of people will go and get takeout and they'll see something that says a compostable container. In most cases, there is some sort of a liner. If you see any sort of shine, that likely means that there is a liner that is containing PFAS. You know, PFAS has only been around since about the 1950s. We had ways to carry food before that, and we certainly have alternatives in use today.
Stacey Rubin with the Conservation Law Foundation, thank you.
Thank you so much, Robin.
Well, let's now bring in Ann Lutz. She's a child psychiatrist, Westminster resident, who told the Boston Globe that composting is her religion. Ann, I mean, is it still? What's happening? What was found on your property?
Well, first, thank you for reaching out. I live in Westminster, a beautiful town in central Mass. Actually, we just moved here about 2 years ago. So it was a few months back that I was getting my mail and my neighbor across the street said, "Did you hear what's happening? There's a PFAS problem." And I said, "A what? Mm-hmm. PFAS? I don't know what that is." Well, apparently this Mass Natural Fertilizer, it's about a mile up the hill, has been for the last 30 years bringing in a variety of materials, and the PFAS levels were found to be some of the highest in the state. And this was discovered actually not by Mass Natural, but by, fortunately, one of the neighbors who happened to check their well. And then they called, I think, DEP.
Well, so, you know, you find out what has happened, that the compost that you put on your land and maybe even compost that in the rain is coming from the compost maker up the hill. You find what about what's in your land?
So there's the compost facility. Then there's right next to the compost facility a golf course that pulls a lot of well water. So I actually got my own well tested on my own, because when I called the Mass Natural, they're like, "You're not in the site," even though I was down the hill. I'll just say on the side, my husband developed a very unusual demyelinating disease in the last 2 years. I don't know if this is related, but of course it creates anxiety where he could walk 5 miles a day and now needs a cane.
Demyelinating, the sheaths, he's losing the sheaths, the covers on his nerves. I mean, so of course you have to wonder, I was going to ask, have you seen any physical?
It's a really hard question. I'm trying to be science oriented, right? So we got our well tested and we got the soil tested, and the soil was, I think, like 36 parts per billion, not trillion. And Crocker Pond, I really pushed to get it tested because, of course, it's the children who are swimming in this. That's about 37 parts per billion, but we know that Mass Natural has a tributary running into the pond that's 910 parts per trillion. So it's really concerning how this contamination, this plume, has been spreading.
And I'll just jump in and note that the water standard in Massachusetts is no more than 20 parts PFAS per trillion with a T. So these are considerably higher.
Yes. Yeah, so we have all these dizzying array of questions, like, do you eat your food? What about the water? Should we swim in the water? And there's many, many chemicals that are PFAS. But the state has only just been regulating the top six. And so there's a lot of unknowns. And, you know, there's large chemical companies that have been using this for years. And it's been hard to navigate the complexities of what is it? What does it do? How has it affected us? Oh, my God, what's going to happen? And really what I've learned is over the last 30 years, more of the companies have been responsible for their own cleanup. And the DEP has sort of been overseeing them, but it's really the companies taking charge. And that's problematic in many ways, because who's overseeing this? I need to just say there's 88 cities in the state with high PFAS levels and over 170,000 wells. So if you have a well, most people don't check for PFAS.
Right.
When I researched whether compost facilities test for PFAS, almost universally they don't. So there's an issue of groundwater contamination as well. There's no identified level that's determined to be safe. So there's a lot of anxiety, trauma almost, for the community.
Oh, and no, it is trauma. I mean, I'm reading about your neighbors, the Ryans, Tom and Sue, and they have health issues. Same as you. This was their dream home with, with a garden with chickens, and they ate the eggs, and now they're crushing the eggs because they don't want anyone to eat the eggs. And, you know, they believe their immune systems are compromised. What are you doing about your produce?
I've let my vegetable garden go, but how do I know that's even worse than what we get in organic? We don't know what organic food is. I mean, organic, really?
This was organic compost, right?
There's no research on how much PFAS is in organic foods. So we don't know what we're eating anymore.
Ann Lutz, a child psychiatrist, and one of the 200 property owners in the central Massachusetts town of Westminster who've discovered that the organic compost they were using has been contaminated with PFAS chemicals, possibly tied to illnesses in the area.
Yeah, certainly. And I just want to encourage every homeowner who has a well to check your well for PFAS.
Ann, I am just so sorry, and I wish you the best of luck there. We'll continue to follow this.
Thank you, Robin. I appreciate your time.